Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
None of us can suffer to pay the price for sin. That's been done. Only the Master could do that, and He has done that. But He is not only our substitute, He is also our example. And we do follow in His footsteps and partake of the sufferings of Christ. Amen. And if we follow Him fully, we're made conformable unto His death. And when we hear things like that, most people don't understand any of it, and it just immediately sounds like something bad and negative that you wouldn't. It does. Sufferings? Yeah. But what do we know from the scripture we've already read? What's the result of this?
Joy.
If you keep that in mind, it'll keep you on the right track all the way. How about Jesus Himself? Hebrews 12. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. Hallelujah. He endured it and despised the sufferings and shames. He looked at them and ill-esteemed them, and He said, I can do this. Why? Because He was looking at you and He was looking at me. Amen. And He could make it through that terrible suffering, that terrible sacrifice, literally laid down His spirit, His soul, His body for us. And He did it for what? For the joy. Everybody say, for the joy.
For the joy.
For the joy. Say it again.
For the joy.
For the joy that was set before Him. Glory. Are there sufferings of Christ that you and I can partake of? I had three yeses. Verse 24, let's read it again. Colossians 1, 24. He said, I now what? Was he sad? Was he down? Did he say, oh, we've been suffering? You just don't know. What we've been through. But we're doing it for Jesus. Huh? Was Paul, the Apostle Paul, I mean, he went through some stuff. Just about every city he went through, they had revival and riot.
Yes.
People loved him, they tried to worship him, and they tried to kill him too. Just about everywhere he went. But was he a depressed individual? If you could have traveled with him, if you could have been part of his team, what kind of man would you have been around? Was he always sad? Or was he the one that wrote Philippians? It said, rejoice in the Lord. Always. And again, I say rejoice. And be careful for nothing. Huh? Can you, I mean, sitting in a jail cell. Don't you worry about a thing. But in everything, just pray and give thanks to God, it'll be all right. He's the man that said in Acts, what is it, 20 or 21? None of these things move me. None of them. Glory to God. And talking about all these things, he kicks it off by saying, I rejoice in these sufferings. Everybody say rejoice.
Rejoice.
I rejoice. In my sufferings. This absolutely is contrary to the doctrine of suffering that's been perpetrated through the church for centuries. People don't talk like that. Well, we've been going through some things, but you know the Lord knows, and this is just necessary for my development and for me to reach this place of spirituality. And it's a long, hard road. It's heavy and it's hard. Well, now that's contrary to scriptures, isn't it? Everybody say light and easy.
Light easy.
Is that his yoke?
Yes.
Yoke is easy. Burden is light. Light and easy.
Yes.
Light and easy. That's the Christian life.
Yes.
I can see faces all across the crowd going, I didn't make this up. I didn't write that. These are Jesus' words.
Yes.
My yoke is easy.
That's right.
My burden is light. When it starts getting hard and it starts getting heavy, you've been letting the devil load you up with some stuff you got no business carrying.
That's right.
And you need to start bucking.
Yeah.
And buck it off. Because the only thing the Lord puts on you is his racehorse is a little bitty light racing saddle. Huh?
Amen.
And what he hooks you up to is easy to pull. You can run fast with it because you run with his grace. You run and you carry it with his anointing, with his ability in you and on you. Say it again, light,
light.
And easy.
Easy.
Light.
Light.
And easy.
Easy.
I think I just need to preach to you for a few minutes. You ready for it? 1 Corinthians, go there. 1 Corinthians 10. Say it out loud again. Light.
Light.
And easy.
Easy.
Light.
Light.
And easy.
Easy.
What if it's hard and heavy? Huh? God didn't give it to you. Right? Then where'd you get it? The devil loaded you up with a bunch of junk. You let him. So you were sad, dragging around, heavy, hard. Listen to 1 Corinthians 10:13. Oh, I like it. There has no temptation, no trial, no test taken you, but such as is common, the margin says moderate, to man. You haven't been going through anything special?
That's right.
Huh? I've had people get mad at me because I wasn't impressed with their problem. Literally. That's right. Trying to minister to folk. And they told me. And I said, well, you know, God's on the throne. And they looked at God, got mad at me like, well, you just don't understand, Brother Keith. This is not your average problem. This says it is. This scripture right here says it is. Just an average problem.
That's right.
How many believe the Bible now?
Yes.
Then anything that's happened to you was just what? Just an average problem. I've had people look at me and go, yeah, but this is not what you've normally dealt with, Brother Keith. Well, how do you know what I've dealt with? You don't know. No, Brother Keith, you don't understand. This is really, really, really something. You know that's pride. It is just pride. You know, to think that you're so special that the devil had to pull out 3/4 of his forces to focus on you to cause you a real problem. This is really serious, Brother Keith. It's really serious. No, it's just real unbelief. Just real doubt. One of the first steps in coming out of something is you have to despise your problem. Despise means to ill esteem, to belittle it, to see it as trivial and small and insignificant. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Well, he's a 10-foot tall, 650-pound, mean, lean killing machine. No, he ain't. He's an uncircumcised Philistine. Got no covenant with God. Don't know beans about anything. You got to ill esteem your problem. You got to belittle it. You got to despise it. What is this $10,000?
No big deal.
It's nothing to God. What is this $10 million? You think God gets scared over big numbers? You think he grips his throne and calls over to Gabriel? And Gabriel, Michael, come over. How much did they say? 100 million? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? He makes planets. 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 When you make planets, billions don't impress you. But I've had people look at me and go, yeah, but you just don't understand, Brother Keith. And then just get mad. Now, this is not your little run-of-the-mill problem. You don't understand. I had a lady one time come up to me after the service, and she, I'm not exaggerating, she had a list of stuff, and she rolled it out like this. It almost hit the floor. Of all the stuff I needed to do for her to get delivered. I was going to have to fast so many hours a day. I was going to have to pray in tongues so much time. And I was going to have to counsel with her and lay hands on her and do all this stuff. And because she said, you don't understand, this is a serious bondage. So what did you do? Well, the Lord led me to be a little bold with her. She needed it. She really did. She marched up there telling me what I'm supposed to do. I said, well, if you know so much, why do you need me to help you? Because she's telling me, I know what I need. Well, fix yourself then. Right? If you know what you need, what are you up here bothering me for? Now, I told her, I said, we know how to help you, but do you know how to listen? Can you receive? If you go sit in that chair and do what we ask you to do and stay hooked with us long enough, you will get help. Amen. The step one is you got to be teachable. Right? Thank God. She didn't like it. It aggravated her. But she went and sat down and she got over it. Had a fellow one time up in New England. He came up to me after the service. He said, I got so mad at you. I got so mad at you. I thought about just taking my chair one time and throwing it at you. I was teaching on submission and authority. And he said, I thought about just taking my chair and throwing it at you. He said, but I'm okay now. I said, well, that's good. You're okay now. I'm okay. We're in good shape.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me life.